friends and colleagues, both male and female, warned me that making this speech would harm my career by instantly typecasting me as a female COO and not a real business executive. In other words, I wouldn't be blending in. I worried they might be right. Speaking at TED would be different from my previous keynotes. Although I would be addressing a sympathetic room, the talk would be posted on the web, where anyone could watch and judge and criticize. Inside Facebook, few people noticed my TED talk, and those who did responded positively. But outside of Facebook, the criticism started to roll in. One of my colleagues from Treasury called to say that others, not him, of course, were wondering why I gave more speeches on women's issues than on Facebook. I had been at the company for 2.5 years and given countless speeches on rebuilding marketing around the social graph and exactly one speech on gender. Someone else asked me, "So is this your thing now?" At the time, I didn't know how to respond. Now I would say, yes, I made this my thing because we need to disrupt the status quo. Staying quiet and fitting in may have been all the first generations of women who entered corporate America could do. In some cases, it might still be the safest path. But this strategy is not paying off for women as a group.